दोस्तों SBS हिंदी पर आप सुनते हैं ब्रिटिश महिला बैकपैकर प्रवासी लूसी प्लमर के भारत के पॉजिटिव अनुभवों के बारे में। इस अंक में लूसी एक बड़े ही महत्व के विषय पर बात कर रही हैं। बात कर रही हैं भारत में महिलाओं की सुरक्षा को लेकर। लूसी कहती हैं कि उन्हें अक्सर पूछा जाता है कि क्या भारत में अकेली महिला का ट्रैवल करना सुरक्षित है, और इसीलिए वो अपने अनुभव हमारे साथ शेयर कर रही हैं।
Women's safety in regards to travel in India, because this is a question that I constantly get asked about. Is it safe for a girl to travel India by herself? I'd like to talk a little bit about my own personal experiences, which I acknowledge it doesn't represent every single female's experience of traveling in India.
पिछले दो सालों में लूसी ने भारत के 14 राज्यों का सफर अकेले तय किया है। लूसी कहती हैं कि भारत इतनी विविधताओं से भरा है कि किसी भी विषय पर किसी भी बारे में एक सामान्य जवाब देना सही नहीं होगा।
As of now, I've been in India for almost 2 years. During this time, I've travelled as a solo female backpacker across 14 states, and I've lived alone whilst working in one of India's major metropolitan cities for the best part of a year. India's a big country, and it's not just big, it's so diverse, from language to food to customs to traditions to dress to appearance and everything in between. India's not homogenous. And it would be unfair to discuss it as such. It's funny, I was having a recent conversation with a fellow from New Delhi about the diversity of India, and he said to me that India could be 29 separate countries, and I had to agree. It's just so diverse. So when people ask me, is India safe? It's difficult to answer. For example, my experience of travelling through Bihar differs so much from my experience of travelling Darjeeling and again that of Bombay, Goa or Himachal Pradesh. There are definitely some parts of the country, like the big cities for example, where I do feel like I need to be more on guard and more alert to my surroundings. And there are some places where tourists are not so common, so I tend to adjust my behaviour slightly depending on where I find myself.
लूसी कहती हैं कि एक विदेशी महिला के तौर पर भारत घूमने का, भारत में ट्रैवल करने का अनुभव भारतीय महिलाओं से काफी अलग है। वो मानती हैं कि शायद विदेशी महिला ज्यादा सुरक्षित हैं भारतीय महिलाओं से। बहुत सारी भारतीय महिलाएं अपनी सुरक्षा को लेकर प्रोएक्टिव होती हैं, जबकि विदेशी महिलाओं को बहुत सारी चीजें हैं जो इतनी आसानी से ध्यान में नहीं आती।
My experiences of traveling India as a foreign woman like differ so much from that of an Indian woman, and there's many reasons for this. I largely think that India is safer for foreign women than it is for Indian women to travel. In my opinion, though, Indian women are a lot more alerted to the potential dangers of traveling in India alone, and as a result, they take greater precautions to ensure their safety. And I'll give you an example of where this point was made so obvious to me. So I had arrived in Dehradun, and I was sharing an auto rickshaw with two Indian girls. One was from Dehradun, and the other one was from somewhere in Karnataka. And all three of us were traveling to Rishikesh. And when we arrived, one of the girls realized that she had left a bag full of private documents at the taxi stand in Dehradun, so she had to go back to retrieve it. But she had to go alone because her friend was in a hurry to get home. And I observed these two girls negotiating with the driver about a taxi fare, and once they had agreed, the friend of the girl took a photo of the driver's number plates and demanded that he give her his phone number, so obviously she could check to see if her friend's okay if she hadn't heard from her. And this, like, it stuck out to me because it's something that personally it wouldn't have even crossed my mind to do it. So yeah, it just made me realise just Indian women, it's on their mind a lot more, actively take a lot of steps to ensure their safety.
लूसी कहती है कि ऐसा नहीं है कि उनकी सुरक्षा को लेकर उन्हें कोई भी बुरा अनुभव नहीं हुआ या फिर उनके साथ कुछ भी unpleasant नहीं हुआ।
I'd be lying if I said that nothing unpleasant had happened to me during the nearly 2 years that I've been in India. I remember this one time I was grabbed, so someone grabbed me by my thigh from behind as I was walking to a metro station in Delhi, like early hours of the morning. Luckily, a couple on a scooty drove past and scared this person off. And then when I got to the station, some rogue flashed me. So of course, these two things were very unpleasant.
लूसी ने अपने इस अनुभव के कारण उन्होंने अपनी सुरक्षा के लिए कुछ नियम बनाए। वो कहती हैं कि वो भारत में रही इसलिए भारत के तौर तरीकों से वो एडजस्ट कर सकी।
So from these little experiences, when I'm traveling anywhere, there are certain things that I try to avoid doing when I'm alone and certain things that I actively try to do more than anything to make me feel safe. Some of these things I've only started doing since being in India, but I would say that this is because it's the place that I've spent the most time. So I've kind of learned to adjust behavior and adapt to things along the way, depending on kind of the context and thing.
किसी भी अनजान देश में खुद की सुरक्षा को लेकर व्यक्ति को सावधानी बरतनी ही चाहिए, ये कहना है लूसी का। लूसी कहती है इस सुरक्षा के मामले में भारत अन्य देशों से बिल्कुल अलग नहीं है। अपनी सुरक्षा को लेकर कुछ रूल्स एंड कुछ रेगुलेशंस बनाए, जैसे कि उन्होंने अपना नेटवर्क बनाया, वो हमेशा किसी भी जगह पर जाने से पहले ऑनलाइन रिव्यूज पढ़ती थी, कमरे को अंदर से ठीक से बंद करती थी, वो ज्यादातर ट्रैवल महिला आरक्षित डब्बों में करती थी या फिर महिला आरक्षित सीट्स में बैठकर करती थी, वो अपना फोन हमेशा ही चार्ज रखती थी ताकि जरूरत पड़ने पर इसका इस्तेमाल किया जा सके।
So I'll give you some examples. I try to stay in places that have been recommended to me. So I built up quite a large network of female traveler friends who have been to India. Some are Indian, some are foreign. So I always try to ask before I arrive to a new place to hear about people's tried and tested accommodation recommendations. Or failing that, if I can't find anyone that's been to where I'm going, I check online reviews to read what other backpackers are saying wherever possible. Something else that I've only recently started doing was always checking that the room I will be staying in has a lock on the inside so that I can lock it myself when I'm asleep and no one can get in. I think that's super important, and it's amazing how many rooms, accommodations don't have this, and it's like anybody can just walk in. So it's so important to check that there's a lock on the inside and it's proper, it's not like a flimsy lock that someone can bust open. I make use of the women's only carriages when I'm in Delhi and Bangalore, for example. I found that in like mixed sex carriages, when it's crammed full of people, some individuals abuse this opportunity to grab what they like, as it's easy to get away with. It's kind of impossible to see, you know, whose hand is what. Another thing I try to avoid where possible is booking early morning flights, trains or buses, so I don't have to travel to catch them during the night. Trying to get an auto or a taxi at 3 a.m. in the morning is never a good idea. I've done it a couple times and it's just very nerve-wracking. It's not a very pleasant experience. Again, I try to charge my phone whenever I can so that I'm always connected. I have a local SIM, so I always make sure that I have data prepaid on there. India is astonishingly connected. It's amazing. Wi-Fi is everywhere, even in the more rural parts. So much is done online, so it's always good to have access to internet. It makes me feel a lot safer. One more thing I always try to do is whenever I'm on a train, I book the upper berth. And I always make sure that I ask if I'm booking a bus with a travel agency, I ask for a single bed. Because I remember once I was traveling from Kanakona in Goa to Hampi, and I booked for a travel agency. And when I got on the bus, I realized that I had been booked on one of them double beds and there was a male occupying the other, and I wasn't comfortable with that. You know, you get on the bus and you have to sleep next to a guy that you don't even know. So I always make sure that I either book it myself or I ask for a single bed. These are just some small examples of things that I try to do. Of course, it's not always possible to follow these things, and sometimes you do find yourself in situations that expose you to people taking advantage, but you don't want to constantly be worrying about things or miss out on great opportunities because you're worried about your safety. So I think it's better to just take like little small precautions. It's never a bad thing. It's like any new place you go to. So India's not different in that regard.